ever heard of reverse psychology? I'm sure you have. Reverse psychology is a technique that involves asserting a belief or behavior that is fundamentally opposed to that which is desired, in the hope that the target of the persuasion will be motivated to act in a desired manner. Reverse psychology employs the power of stubbornness in people, particularly women. Few people enjoy being told what to do, and that is the essence of this technique. By telling a girl what she shouldn't do or even think of, you activate her ego, causing her to do the opposite in order to prove to herself and you that she can do whatever she wants. In simple terms, these are a few reasons why reverse psychology works on women. Here we go, like and subscribe. Keep on teasing her or make fun of her. Remember those scenarios at high school? Two people teasing each other, goofing around, only to find out months or even years later that they are together. When you tease a girl, it makes her wonder why you are always picking at her. For example, if you tell a girl that she's bad at something you expect her to be good at, she will almost certainly try to prove herself by giving you what you want. Now, you start to create doubt in a girl's mind by telling her, let's say, she's bad at dancing or that she does not appear to be a good singer. This is usually followed by a dance move or by her singing a song for you to prove that she's not bad at all. She will unconsciously think about you whenever she does things you usually make fun of, though you should be careful and create a healthy boundary between fun and bullying because, well, you guessed it might put you off the line if ever. So just be goofy, tease her, make her laugh, and you'll be stuck in her head for a while. Keep on staring or make eye contact, but not in a creepy way. When you first meet each other, you just stare at her. Please don't do this. This might make you look a bit creepy, and we don't like that at all. If you are comfortable with each other, and well, maybe, yeah, you can do this, but smile as you continue to stare at her. She'd probably blush, and she will definitely go crazy trying to figure out what is so fascinating about her face if you look at her closely. She would probably make cute scenarios in her head already, or she probably can hear the wedding bells ringing, kidding aside. The key is to not go overboard, or you will come off as creepy. Now use the triangle rule, which states that you should first focus on her left eye, then right, and finally her lips. You must do this in a subtle way and not too imposing. Her subconscious mind will know that you are looking inside her if you concentrate on the space in front of her eyes. Without your knowledge, she will begin to appreciate the fact that you can communicate with her without saying a word and that you are paying attention to her, even when she's just talking or doing her own thing. Play as if you are not interested. Playing hard to get, if done correctly, could be a win. You must stand out from the crowd because girls are aware of their beauty, of course, and are frequently pursued by many other guys, so shoot your shot. Avoid being overly dependent on her like so many other guys who do. Make her run in order to gain your attention. Sorry, girls. You can achieve this by being elusive. A reverse psychology technique called the law of scarcity might just be effective for you. The trick is to friendzone her. I can assure you that she will lose her mind. She will constantly question herself, such as, who does this guy think he is to friendzone me? Or what is this guy's problem? Now, I promise you, she is always going to think about you and the many reasons why you are not into her, supposedly. Just be more cautious and not push her away too much. You might be too strong and come off as if you don't want to be involved with her or something like that. So be polite, be calm and gentle. And if she keeps thinking about you, she can be sure she'll eventually fall in love with you. Be patient and kind, even when they are not. Playing mind games may not be the most sincere way to achieve your relationship goals, but it is a preferable way than arguing with or verbally abusing your partner on a regular basis. We're so used to being emotionally blackmailed with threats and pointless drama to get what we want or to keep the other hand. But after this piece of advice, you don't have to. Play nice and be the bigger person, especially if they are being unreasonably cruel, because they will quickly realize they were being unreasonable in comparison to your cool self and come to their senses. They'll feel guilty and they would think about, why was he so nice? How is he so patient with me? See, it just works flawlessly. using an argument to your advantage. When they are upset or in another emotional state where they are trying to make a point, most women will let their guards down. They might be vulnerable, angry, and may shout at you even. As long as you maintain your composure, using reverse psychology to elicit strong emotions in a woman can actually be used to your advantage. It will become a power struggle if you fight back and forth, and most likely the woman will want to win, which is quite unhealthy for your relationship in the long run if done frequently. The goal is to argue against the girl you are interested in, and when she becomes agitated, you can then admit that you realize she is entirely correct. In fact, this could cause her emotional fever to spike, making her curious about you. She will feel guilty and be sad about it and think about how you're feeling. She'll be concerned of you and will want to know what you are entirely feeling. In this way, you are stuck in her head for the meantime. Say goodbye to being a green-eyed monster. Yes, I am talking about jealousy. Now, in this equation, jealousy has no place. I know. Even if hints of it are cute, acting too jealous and possessive will likely drive your partner away. Stronger, overly protective emotions are typically viewed as unattractive and can quickly cause a relationship to fizzle out. Saying don't get jealous is not that easy, especially when one feels it. But being too imposing about it might take away your chance. So if I were you, I'd sit back, relax, and act cool. Remember to stay calm and tame that green-eyed monster because you are a catch. Reverse psychology is, in reality, a form of manipulation, and we all know that manipulation and manipulative people are not that good. And as a result, be careful, watch your words and definitely your actions. Share your thoughts below, and I will see you in the next video.